that Meir Simcha brings in last week's parsha a very interesting concept, which most of us are probably not aware of. The metzias of an Adam is not so poshut. We think of ourselves as individuals, and we are individuals, but the picture is really much bigger than what we think it is. Rabbeinu Yonah says in the Sefer Sharei Avoda, which in my opinion was not a Sefer on its own right, not only my opinion, it's poshut like that. It's a Sefer, a little Sefer called Sharei Avoda. We have two Sforim, Sharei Avoda, Sharei Tshuva. Sharei Tshuva and Sharei Avoda were two chapters in a much bigger Sefer that Rabbeinu Yonah wrote, and we don't have anything else. All that's left is Sharei Tshuva and Sharei Avoda. All the other chapters, for some reason, strange reason, disappeared. Listen to what the history of why they disappeared, where they are, because Rabbeinu Yonah mentions other chapters. Masha Kosavti B'Shara Yira and Shara Torah. He mentions other chapters, but we still don't have it. Maybe it has something to do with the Machlokes Yad, with the Rambam, wherever it is, I don't know. But Al-Koponim, he says the Pesach HaRishon, the first thing a person has to know in Avodas Hashem is where we come from. That we're descendants of Avrom, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're descendants of Choshev people, blue blood, right? We're Choshev people, we're Bnei Malchei Kedem, descendants of kings of humanity. And this is Parsha. Nesi Elokim Ma'ato B'Kirbeinu. Avraham Avinu was Nesi Elokim, was a prince of God in humanity. And even till today. Yeah, Abraham is like, he's cool everywhere, right? Abraham is like good PR everywhere, all over the world. Even the Arabs, right? Even the Arabs hold from Abraham. Yitzhak they got a problem with, Afur Lepumayu, but everybody holds from Abraham. The Pesach HaRishon in Avoda, you want to be an Oved Hashem, to serve the Rebbeinu Shem, so the first thing you have to know is that you're a descendant of Choshev people. And that we shouldn't do any maisim that in any way would reflect poorly upon that great heritage. Not to do anything that if our Zaydas were here, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they would be embarrassed from their grandchildren. Different whole different outlook. Person's walking around. You imagine how Habdul Elif Abdullah, you know, was the guy in England, the prince. What's his name?
Charles.
Prince Charles. You know, walks around with all his entourage and this. Like he can't forget for a minute. Maybe, well, actually, he did forget. That was his problem. But it's unlikely that he'll forget at most times that he's the son of a queen, right? There's a whole to-do about it. There's a he can't just walk out into Rishus HaRabim and, you know, spit garinim, like, you know, guys. Like, everything he does, there's a hanhoga, there's a way to do it, there's a place to do it, there's some books, they have handbooks, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do, how to speak, how to sit, how to talk. Everything is behetem, everything is to fit their maimed, their maila, that they're melochim, they're royal people. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the Pesach HaRishon. That if a person doesn't understand that, doesn't look at himself like that, so real Avodas Hashem is not possible. Because real Avodas Hashem requires us to be on a high madrig, to raise ourselves on a high level, and to view ourselves as something choshuv. And if a person thinks he's not choshuv, a person thinks he's just a pool of DNA, guts, blood, skin, so he could do anything. He could do any ma'aseh nevola b'rabim, b'rishus Rabim. He could do anything which looks like any other Tom, Dick, Joe, and Harry. And Oved Hashem is something elevated above the rest of humanity. And everybody else could join also. But Lei Sata, we're trying to do it on our own, right? So that's the Pesach HaRishon.
Can't you say
No, could say the same thing. But our Avod is not Mitzad Tzel Melukim, just Mitzad Tzel Mitzad. That word Tzetzoim. Our inheritance, our heritage from the Avos is the Iker, that's the pivot point. It's the fulcrum of all of Avodas Hashem, is that we are Tzetzoim, we are descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You can't get this Nakuda strong enough. You know, the moment that it really is borrowed, that we really internalize this point that we are descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we would notice that our whole Avodas Hashem changes. But I saw that Reb Tzadok brings the name of it. I don't remember if it's a picture or some one of the other rebbes, one of the big Chassidish rebbes. He said, if he knew for sure, if he could know his lineage really clearly, like not like just, you know, we go back to such and such, who traced himself back to such and such, and there's a gap of 20 generations. But if he really knew, Ben Achar Ben, that he was the descendant of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, he said his simcha would be so terrific, he'd be dancing, he wouldn't know how to stop, he'd be dancing in the streets. The Maila of some, you know, Rabbi Fried just told me that, you know, they have this DNA test for Kohanim. You know, there's a gene for Kohanim. Only Kohanim have it, right? So he's telling me he did the test and the Baruch Hashem just came out. He's got the Kohen gene, right? So he said, it's a big simple. It's a big simple to know you're a descendant of Aaron HaKohen. It's a gewaldig simple. So some person in the old city who found the day that he found out that he got his positive result, he's got the Kohen gene, right? He always knew he was a Kohen, his father was a Kohen, his Zayde was a Kohen, his Zayde was a Kohen, and he did the Duchen and this and that. But did anybody know really it's the same gene as Aaron HaKohen? So now he knows it's the same gene as Aaron HaKohen. All right, not going into it, you can check out the whole thing, but it's very strong. The evidence for it is very strong. That's a Yom Simcha. So this person in the old city, he was so happy that day, he went out and bought a new car. I don't know exactly if that's the way to celebrate being a Kohen, but for it's a gewaldige simcha when you know you're mamish, you're a descendant of the most choshev people in the world. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Amudei Olam. Meir Simcha writes here that the nefesh of a person is only mishtalim, only really gets fulfilled, only reaches its shleimus after it comes into this world. And then leaves again. This is a temporary stop for the neshamas in this world to come into the body and interact with other neshamas, other people, and then leave the body. And then a person reaches his shleimus. Brings the Gemara. The Gemara says Rava said Kadshachivna that when I die, he said the Voishia is going to come and meet me. Voishia, the Bala Brisis with Mahabad the Brises. Rava said, when I die, Rav Oishia, who was a Tana, is going to come and greet me. Why? He says, because Rava always made a point to make sure there was no stira between the Brises and the Mishnayas. Because the Mishnayas are more choshuv. And so instead, there's some Brises that look like a stira to the Mishnayas. And Rava, wherever there was a stira between a Brise and a Mishnah, he was Terech, he exerted himself to be Miyashev, Rav Oishia, so Rav Oishia's Mishnah shouldn't be Soiser. The Mishnah. So Meir Simcha says that Rava wasn't just saying, hey, listen, I'm a good, you know, he owes me something. So he's going to come and like, he's going to join the Levi, he's going to join the procession. He says, that's not the Pshah. So Meir Simcha, that when a person leaves this world after he's been in this world 120 years in his body and has done his Avodas Hashem properly, he'll find that his neshama is dovuk lenefesh zulosei. And this is the nekuda which most of us probably don't realize, that our neshamas are really part of something else, of another neshama. And that's not going to be revealed until olam habo, until our neshamas leave our body. Remember this, we're not talking about some, I'm not saying anything that Chassidus just sworn, but everyone has it, that's not Chassidus just heard, but this is a meir simcha, you know, say that the real metzias of the neshama is that when it leaves the body after a successful period of avodas Hashem in this world, finds that it's dovuk to another neshama. And that's what Rava was saying, kadshchivno, when I leave the world, Rava said, I'm going to find that my neshama is really connected with Rabbi Yishia's neshama.
Like a Gilgul or something else?
Dovuk benefesh zulosei. Dovuk benefesh zulosei. Hare nefoshes dvukos umiyichosos ze loze. There's a dvekus, there's a connection, there's an organic relationship connection. It's not just a cousin. It's not a, you know, brother. It's a real connection that the neshama of Rava. Rava said when he dies, he's going to be mechubra, connected with Rav Oishia's neshama. You know what that means, Rabbi Yisai? That means that, you know, you get an upgrade, right? Everybody when they fly, yeah, you want an upgrade? Well, you get an upgrade from the back row of the plane to the middle row. You get, how about from the middle row to business? Oh, that's choshev. How about business to first class? That's a choshev. Well, they put you in the pilot seat. I mean, that's that's dangerous. I go pointing. This is the, you can't get a big upgrade. He's an amura. And he leaves the world and he finds he's a Tana. That he's Dovik with the Tana. That his Kedushas HaNeshama is the Kedushas HaTana. He's connected. He has Kedushas HaTanoim. So that's a certain shleimus. Rav Meir Simcha says that the neshamas are mishtalma zu mizu. B'mashe nishtalma achas mechavato. Neshamas are connected through us being mishtalm. We're perfecting ourselves through interacting with each other. In this case, even interacting with a person who's not alive anymore. Rav Moshe wasn't alive when Rava was alive. But Rava was spent a good amount of his spiritual and intellectual and emotional energy in Rav Moshe, digging into Rav Moshe's head, into his teres, into his limudim. And through that, he was mashlim himself to the point that it could be dovik with Rav Moshe. But it doesn't end with just that. It means that Rav Moshe wasn't shalem either until Rava came along. Rava's mishtalim with Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe's mishtalim with Rava. Because what was Rav Moshe doing in Olam Emes before his Torahs, before his Brises were Misyashev? He was missing something. What it is, I don't know. We don't know what Olam Haba is. Ayin Loiros is Zulos Chalakim. Nobody saw Olam Haba. We don't know what Olam Haba is. But there was a Shleimus of Rav Moshe which was missing until Rava came along. It was Miyashev. The terrorists of Rav Moshe. And that's why Rava said, when I die, Rav Moshe is going to come to me. He didn't say, I'm going to Rav Moshe. Kad shchivna Rav Moshe, nofik levasi. He's going to come to me, Rav Moshe.
Rav Moshe knew the Yeshiva.
Good. But the way he wrote it down was a chisorn in the way he wrote it down. There was something chosid. Enach anamim. Stami knew the Yeshiva. Maybe knew all of them, maybe didn't know all of them, maybe did write things that looked like a steer, and Rava found a way to be Miyash of the Loshan also. Basically, but even if he knew them, but there was a chisorn in his Torah. So Rava came along, there was a chisorn in Rav Moshe's Torah. At least the klape seichel anushi, there was a chisorn. So Rav Moshe nofak levosi. Rav Moshe is going to come to me. That's the shleimus of the neshamas, one from the other. So Dover Mavil. But what we should take from that is the cheshivas in Yuchud, Mestoma, we're talking about here, especially in Limud Torah, but not just in Limud Torah, in mitzvahs, in midas, in any aspect of Avodas Hashem, the interaction with the Chachmei HaGemara, with the Rishonim, with the Achronim, Amachlokes Rashi and Tosfos, B'miyashev Amachlokes Rashi and Tosfos, or Miyashev Shver Rashi, the Gemara Shver according to Rashi, Miyashev Shver Rashi. We're not just it's not just an intellectual activity here. There's a piece, if we're Terech and Akasha, really Terech, I'm not talking about I spent the Seder on it. Like I spends a good part of his life in Miyashiv Shver Rashi, or Shver Rashis on the Gemara, Shver Toisvesim, or Shver Rambams. There's a part of, and it's something that's not just Shver to him, but Shver to other people also. Because it could be Shver to you because you're an idiot. But no, it's something that's objectively, we know that there's a Shver, there's a Shver Rambam, Tokvakoyen, Shver Rambams. What do you do with his Rambam? So a person is Tereach, and any Sefer, any of the Gdelach, Reinim, Rishonim, the Tanoim, Amoroim, that doesn't matter who were Tereach to understand. Tereach to understand Reb Chia. Tana Tuna. What in the world is Reb Chia talking about? Tana Tuna. What was he talking about? Tana Tuna. Kamaisa, Basraisa. The Tircha in the Torah of other people is Mekashas to them. But if it's a real Tircha, we're not talking about somebody just Behavora, that just nonchalantly, casually learning the information like we're reading an encyclopedia. But the approaching the desire to be mischaber, to be misdabik with that person, to be thinking to his head, how was he thinking? What was Rashi thinking when he wrote the Lohit Seisim? What was he thinking? What was he, all the Rishonim, to tear Rashi to pieces, Lohit Seisim, Hem Shochol B'chol Mokum. What was he thinking? To think like Rashi for a minute. To think like Rashi, not for a minute, for a lot of this, Miyashe V'Rashi is a gewaldig gezach. It takes our koyach. By doing so, we mimchaber ourselves to these kedoshim, and when we get to Olam Emes, we'll find that little pitsy little, you know, Yitzhak Schwartz is really sitting with the Tanoim on some level. He's connected with Tanoim, on another level he's connected with Amoroim, and he's connected with the Rishonim, Nachreinim, whatever. You find yourself in a different compartment, a different department completely. You're in a different class. It's better than first class. You're in a private jet. Right? You don't. You did on your own. You weren't destined to be there. You're achron shebachareinim. You're beikvus did mashiach. Right? But because we're mischaber to deris rishayim gedoy la'olam, choshev people, our neshamas change. Our neshamas change. Because then not only do our neshamas change, but their neshamas change also. The same you saw in Sfas Emes, with Chavon I bring from Meir Simcha and Sfas Emes. You should see it's both in the Chassidish Torahs and it's in not the Chassidish Torahs. The Sfas Emes writes on the Akedah that he took a Macheles, right? So Chazal had a kasha, what he took a Macheles? What's a Macheles? Took the Macheles to the Akedah. It's the sacking. It's a knife. So say sacking. We have to say Macheles. Is there anywhere else in Tanakh that the word Macheles appears? Not to my knowledge. Macheles. Adafka Macheles here. Sacking you have all over Tanakh, right? Koipitz, all sorts of things for knives. Macheles. Who stayed Macheles in Tanakh? Why did the Torah write Macheles here? So Chazal HaKadoshim say, Macheles, that we are eating the peiros, the fruits of that mice of the Kedah, we eat until this day. We are nourished, we're sustained, we exist through the schus of the Akedah, the Macheles. Avram Avinu was Machil. He fed all the Duras, that the future, that we should be able to be kind, we should be able to be Ovdei Hashem, that we should exist physically, that we shouldn't be destroyed by the Goyim. V'yikach Avram Avinu Yoda Shekol Maisov. So the Sfas Emes says, from the Chazal Darshan, Shebnei Yisrael Oichlin Matan Skora, that we eat the, that's why Yom Neroyim, all the tefillahs are B'schus Takeda, B'schus Takeda, B'schus Avraham, B'schus of Yitzchak, B'schus Yaakov, it's all B'schus of Dovis. Because of Vayikach, what is the Pshat Avraham? Vayikach is a Macheles, he took the Macheles. V'ksi Vayikach she'Avraham Avinu Yoda Zeh she'kol Maisav Heim Eitzes Avu Klal Yisrael. That Avraham Avinu, and it's not just Avraham Avinu, it's Yitzchak and it's Yaakov also, and to a certain extent the Shvatim also, that every maisa they did, it's kind of the opposite of what we just said. Every maisa they did, they knew that through that maisa they're going to influence and be mashpia on all the dirs. And they took into consideration when they did their maisim, every mitzvah they did, every tefillah they mispala, every brocha they made, every shtikl terah that they learned, Ritzik was a Rosh Yeshiva, Yaakov was a Rosh Yeshiva, Yehuda was a Rosh Yeshiva, all their avoidance Hashem was not only for themselves, but they knew to put in with their godless. The Rambam in Mer Nevuchim, he speaks about the godless of the offices, English Shire, English Tire, their Dveikas in the Rebbeinu Shalom, Matke the Kach, the Rambam says in Mer Nevuchim, that only time that bad things happened to the offices when there was a mashuhu of a Hesach Hadas from the Rebbeinu Shalom. But in their avoidance, they put how they did it, basically, we don't know how they did it, in their avoidance, they put the Koiches and the ingredients which are necessary to be mashpia, ruchnias, and chizuk, and atzlocha, in gashmias and ruchnias, ad seif kol adurus, till the last door. Vayikach es ha-macheles, Avraham took the macheles, he knew that his maisim were going to get to all of Klal Yisrael. That's why they're called ovos. The Sfas Emes says, that's why the ovos are called ovos, because they're the kol ha-kol, they include all of Klal Yisrael in their maisim. Vayideza oichlim b'nei Yisrael, Matan Schor. That's how we're able to eat, to benefit from their maisim, is because they had that in mind. They intended that it should be that way. It wasn't just a schar. Oh, you listen, you're great Zaydi, great Zaydi was such a good guy, I'm going to be nice to you. No, the pshat is that mozon ruchni, that spiritual sustenance, that koyach haruchni, that Avraham Avinu put into his maisim, that Yitzchak put into his maisim, that the Ovos, the Mois put into their maisim, was enough to reach all the duras. Till the end, till Mashiach Tzidkenu, and even after. So says the Sfas Emes, V'chein tzorich. So that's like the opposite kind of direction of what we're talking about before. That we're tereach to be mischaber. We toil and exert ourselves to connect ourselves to duras rishayim, to earlier duras. Here, the ovos were tereach and they were oimel that their maisim should reach later duras. Yeah, it's an opposite direction here, and they both work. When we try and make our maisim, we direct our maisim towards connecting to previous daras, so we connect ourselves to those people, to their neshamas, and in Oyel Ma'emes we're mamish mechuber, mamish connected to those people. And the Ovos HaKadoshim put into their maisim ingredients and koiches that make us what we are today. Here in Oyel Ma'emes. Says the Svasemes, V'chein tzorit kol odom lizboinim ki maisiv nogim l'dur. Says the Svasemes, it wasn't just the Ovos HaKadosh didn't have this koach. We have that koach also. Every yid has the koach that is maisiv, not only can go retroactively and connect us retroactively, but they go forward also. And there are avoidus Hashem, our brochas, our tefillas, our mitzvahs, our avoided musoris, our dveikas, our bitochen, all those things are mashpia on the duris that will come. It's lav dakwa from our own children. It could be from other people's children also, to other people's children also. Kabbalim, Bala Kabbalah, the Chassidim, I think, say it also, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, before they do a mitzvah, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, in the name of Al Klal Yisrael. Who are you to be Mashpian? Who do you think you are? Such a hotshot? You Mashpian Al Klal Yisrael? Yeah. Person has to be misbehaving. His staklus, his hashkofa on his own avoidus Hashem has to be like he's an Avram Avinu. I'm an Avram Avinu. I'm a Yitzhak Avinu. I'm a Yaakov Avinu. I have the koach, just like Avram Avinu had that koach to be mashpia with his maisim on future duras. I have the koach also. Avram Avinu gave me that koach. And if I don't do it, somebody's going to lose out from it. That's my avoider. That's it. Says the Sasemis brings that in Tofresh Lamadalad by the Akeda, Tofresh Mem Hei. In Tofresh Mem Hei, he says in even more, in a starker even. Kol avoidas bnei Yisrael is bekoach. Kol avoidas bnei Yisrael, all of our avoidas Hashem, ikas choron shal mitzvus. Sheze ikas choron shal mitzvus. Mash ha mitzvah mitzvah. That's a different sugya. Hakol bekoach maseim shal avos. All of our avoidas Hashem. You know why we're matzlich in avos? You know why we're matzlich to sit here and learn Torah? Despite all the difficulties in Limud Torah, all the difficulties of being perish, of separating ourselves from Olam Hazeh and Hatzlochus, and driving the fancy cars and having the fancy homes, and whatever period of time it is you're spending yeshiva, it's a Mesiras Nefesh. That we should conduct ourselves differently than people conduct themselves outside, that Tznias that we should have, and Kedusha we should have, and Shmir Shabbos we should have, and Kashas we should have, and Hilchas Deis that we should have, and we shouldn't be mushba from all the things that the world is contaminated with, all that koach, to be misnagged to that, and to do avoidus Hashem, that's mikoach maseyim shel ofis. Diksiv leman asher yitzav ebonov uveisa acharov. Why did Hashem make the bris with Avram Avinu? Because he says, Leman Kiyadati, Asher Yitzav, what's the lashon? Kiyadati, Leman Asher Yitzav, Bonav Avesa Achrov. The Bnei Shem says, I know he's going to command, he's going to give a haroah, a tzavah, a last will and testament, a spiritual legacy he's going to give over to his descendants, Lishmo Derech Hashem, to keep the Derech of the Rebbe Hashem, to keep doing Avodas Hashem. In fact, the Sfas Emes, we don't see anywhere Yaakov Avinu, before he died, he gave a tzavot to all his children. But we don't see that by Avram Avinu. Avram didn't give any tzavot. He didn't give any last will and testament to his children. So what's the pshat of Benshem? L'man Asher Yitzavah. Benshem knows he's going to be mitzavah. Let's play. He's going to be mitzavah. We didn't see anywhere that Avram Avinu was mitzavah his children. Did he command them what to do? Lo matzinu shohoya mitzavah beis p'tiros eis tzavot. And the Pshat says the Sfas Emes, the Yitzave here doesn't mean commanded, it means tziruf, it means connection. Tzavta means two people together, it's tzavta, that we accompany each other, we are connected with each other. Leman Yitzave is bonov, he did his maisim, his avoidus Hashem in a way that it was mishatif, that it brought together, it connected all of the future duras as Bonav Acharov, children after Mad Seifa Duras, the Bereshom gave him the koyach, and he used the koyach with his Bechir Chofshis, that he could be Mitzarev, he could connect all the duras with his Avodas Hashem. Kol HaDuras Asirim Laban Mehem. L'chei Nikru Ovois, that's why they're called Ovois. Shalohoya Shemuvdu Latzmusam Rak B'Shem Ko Yisrael. They didn't do anything, the Ovois. None of their Avodas Hashem was just for them. We learn the sugi now. Niga Magbir, Metzir L'Chaveiro, Kona Chaveiro. We're talking about a person who's not Magbir for himself, B'Klal. He's only doing it for Genem. The Ovois HaGdoshim, their whole Avodas Hashem was to be Nezake, Klal Yisrael, that we should have the Koichas, we should have the Shleimas, we should have the Dveikas, and the Bitochen, and the Yerushamayim, and the Slavus, and V'chule, V'chule, to do Avodas Hashem. Shalayashum uvdalats musam rak b'shem kol Yisrael. Everything was for the sake of Klal Yisrael. K'mo she'anu, and that was all lichved Hashem. K'mo she'anu oisim b'shem kol Yisrael. Here, the Sasem says, "Mefurish." That's the Enyan. When you do a mitzvah, the Chassidim say the same. I'm doing this mitzvah b'shem kol Yisrael. What is b'shem kol Yisrael? You're such a hashem. Oh, the Avraham Avinu gave me that koyach. Yeah, he gave me that koyach to be mashpia on Klal Yisrael. Mitzadze nuchol anachnu, says the Svasemis again here. Mitzadze nuchol anachnu liskasha b'maisa obis. And with this koyach, we can connect retroactively also. That's what the Rebbe Meir Simcha was talking about. That it doesn't just go forward, it goes backwards. Mibnei shehem kololu oisonu b'maseyem v'tzavtu uloshen iskashus. Asher yitzavet b'chol maisa shoisim. He brings here in the year in Tofresh Lamed Dalet, he says it even in Ishtarka Loshen, that we help the others. We are our avoidus Hashem. Our avoidus Hashem. Not only Mashpia, the future Duras, but we help the others. Shehem Ozu lo avos. Bnei Yisrael, we help the others. L'maseyem atoivim. We are mashlim the others. With that, the Rameir simply can understand that. That the koach of Avraham Avinu's avoida, that he was able to have the farsightedness and the strength to mashpia on all future generations, he can only do that lemaisa if we are mitzaref, if we make the decision to go along with Derech Hashem. So we are mashlim also the others. Ki bevadei koach others hayu adei shekol shorish bnei Yisrael hayu besoichem v'akol b'mishpat emes. Says the Svas Emes that the others, how did they have the ability? How did Avraham, it goes in both directions. How did Avraham Avinu have the ability to mashpi on all of Klal Yisrael? Because all of Klal Yisrael was in Avraham Avinu. The neshamas were all connected. We're really taka one neshama. We're talking one neshama, but the way we get connected, like a Meir Simcha is masbir, before the neshama comes into the world, it's not sholem. After it comes into the world, through our hiskashias, through our tzavo, through our tzavta, together in our avodas Hashem, with people who are before us, with people who will be after us, holding ourselves on a high madrega, that we can be mashpia from a high place to low places to the future generations, and that we can connect ourselves to the previous generations. We can only do that while we're in Oilam Hazeh. And when we do that, we're miskasher in both directions, lemafreya and vaiter and kadima. In both directions, we're miskasher. Then when we get to oilam ha'emes, when the neshama leaves the body, it finds its meyuchas and davuk to many other neshamas, many other neshamas. Now, mstoma, it's a gishmak ezach to be an oilam haba connected with a lot of chashuv and neshamas. Mstoma, that's a better oilam haba than to be in the you have it on the ships, you know. I've never been on a ship before, but they used to have the different quarters, right? The top is most choshev, right? The top gets to the bottom, right? The bottom of the ship, but you're like, half underwater maybe and thing. It's like, it's damp and it's alone and it's quiet and it's no action going on there, and those people are not milling around and being together. All the hanoah is upstairs, tzavta, with the tzavta, with everybody together. The stomach, the difference, we think about it, the difference in our Olam Haba, in the Nitzchias, between being miskasha, doing this type of avoidah, that our avoidah should reach previous daras with our yigia and our omol to be miskasha with them, either through their limudim, through what they teach us and what they mechazik us, or through being miyashiv their stiras, like Rava was miyashiv the stiras on Rabbi Yishia, whatever interaction we have with the previous daras and our kima mitzvahs, our Mishnah Berurah. Well, the Mishnah Berurah wrote, Gavali Mishnah Berurah, nobody followed the Mishnah Berurah, nobody even looked at the Mishnah Berurah. So what good would the Mishnah Berurah be? Shemayim, Chofetz Chaim has a gewaltige koyach. What's his gewaltige koyach? B'chon says like a tanakod. Wrote the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. Imagine Chofetz Chaim's oilam habo. Gewaltige oilam habo. From writing the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, nobody before him. Not an Amura, not a Tana, not a Rishon, not an Akron. Nobody wrote such a Sefer before him. Nobody. The only one who maybe got close to it was Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam a bit. But nothing like what the fuck. What would be if his Sefer was not miskabel? What would be if Klal Yisrael would have looked at the Sefer and said, ah, it's from Kai, forget it. So what schus would the Chofetz Chaim have in Shemayim? He'd have a big schus that he wrote the Sefer. But ain't no doima that his schus after we're all Mekayim what it says in his Sefer. We're miskashered to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim is miskashered of his Oyim Habo, just it exploded way beyond what it was had nobody picked up the Sefer. And that's really the godless of a yid. We can't be mashar Each one of us, how much we're gdoy le'olam, mamash gdoy. That's what Rabbein Yonah means. Pesach Harishon, a person should know erech atzmai, says Rabbein Yonah. We have to know our value, how choshev we are, that we're mashlim, that we here now. Remember, we're learning something from Nakeda, right? Avram Avinu is getting a certain shleimus and olam emes because of that. Because we don't learn up the limud from Nakeda, if we don't learn up the shtik Torah. So he has gevaltige schus, but this little mashu that we all got a chizuk from now was chaser until we got the chizuk. Now we have the chizuk. It's a bigger olam haba for Avraham Avinu, and it gives us a kesher with him also. Now olam haba now is mekusha. When the neshama is also mekusha to Avraham Avinu, and if we'll take this limud and use it taka, and in our avodas Hashem realize how important, how significant, how critical our avodas Hashem is for future duras, and how critical it is for being mashal in previous duras, and how critical it is for ourselves to reach a higher level of olam haba, a higher level of shleimus. With that, that's why the Sfas Emes says it goes in both directions. V'hakol mishpat emes. Only the Rebbeinu Shem knows how to make that everything work out. That each and every person's shleimus depends on the other one. Yirotzen we shall be zeicha chazaka sedim v'yisashim.